Well, happy Easter, everybody. My name is Pauline, if we haven't met before. And wasn't that show and tell a lot of fun? Like, I particularly enjoyed the dog. And there's so many things in this world that we all love. You know, we love our pets. We love our schools. We love our football clubs. Some of us, a little bit too much. And we have loads of ways of showing our love to these things. You know, we shower our pets with like love by giving them kisses and treats and making strange affectionate noises. We show our love for our schools by keeping the buildings clean and wearing our uniforms with pride. Or we show our football team that we love them by showing up to support them, sun or rain, home or away, win or lose. And, you know, I've actually got a question for you guys this morning. Does anybody here like films? Anybody? Yes, there was a big whoop over there. I absolutely love watching cheesy rom-coms. You know, for me, the worse the review, the better. And there's always a moment in those films where one character has to show the other character just how much they love them. So see if you recognise any of these examples. So there's that moment in Love Actually where Samuel, he's met the love of his life and she's about to board a plane and leave the country forever. So he has to run through the airport and break every airport security law to tell Joanna just how much he loves her. Or there's that moment in Shrek, you know, Shrek is a rom-com, obviously. And there's a moment where Shrek interrupts Lord Farquaad and Fiona's wedding and he has to put his ogre ways behind him and profess his love for the princess. Or there's that moment in the 10 Things I Hate About You where Kat, who has been really moody and emotionally unavailable for the whole film, and she basically has to read a poem in front of her whole class professing her love for the school's burnout, Patrick. Or there's this last one. It's not a rom-com, but it's great. In Frozen, where, you know, Anna is freezing to death and she's looking for an act of true love to unthaw her heart. And then she comes across her sister, who is about to be murdered. So she steps between the sword and her sister and bravely becomes the act of true love she was searching for herself. So we maybe might recognise some of the behaviours shown in all of these films. You know, it's a love that's selfless, vulnerable and self-sacrificial. And although those films are epic displays of love, what Easter shows us is that they are in no way a comparison to God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. So what does God's love look like? How does God show us this love? Well, the answer to that is, of course, hidden in the Easter story and in that verse that we learned earlier. So I heard you guys do it before. I know we can do it. We're going to get it up on screen and we're going to try it again. Don't feel like you have to march. I'll march for us. Are we ready? Romans 5:8 says this. This is how God shows his love. That whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, amazing. Good job again, guys. Okay, so that is how God shows his love. But what does that verse actually mean? Well, Easter is a story about God making a way for us to go back to him. You know, he does it by Jesus, God's only son, dying on a cross and taking on the punishment that we deserved for all of our sins, which was death. And now, because of Jesus, when we die, we can enjoy eternal life. Because of that sacrifice, we are able to have an unbroken relationship with God. And it says in the verse, you know, God showed us his love whilst we were still sinners. That means that God loves us even when we aren't really good at showing him that. All of us, whether we know it or not, we sin. You know, sin is when we choose to live our lives our own way. We say and we do things that hurt and upset others. You know, we live in a way that ignores God. And when we do that, it breaks God's heart. But God still chooses to show us his love even when we sin. And God has grace for us. And grace means undeserved love. Grace is a gift that God gives to everyone who loves him and decides to follow him. So I love reading as well. And there's this book that I've read called Guess How Much I Love You. I think an image is going to come up. Does anyone recognize this book? Guess How Much I Love You. Yeah, absolute classic. Oh, there, he's in the room. I can't believe it. Amazing. So in this story, guess how much I love you. There's two rabbits. There's a child and a father. And the little rabbit, is that not a rabbit? It's a hare. The little hare asked his dad to guess how much he loves him. And the little hare goes, do you know what, Dad? I love you this much. And the dad, he extends his arms and says, I love you this much. And basically the book is them going back and forward, trying to one-up each other on how much they love each other. Then the little hare thinks he's finally cracked it. And he says to his dad, I love you to the moon. That's pretty far, guys. Has anyone been? I don't believe you, but yes, to the moon. And, you know, that's amazing. But then the dad, he's going to one up his son. And he comes up to his son as he's just going back to bed. And the dad says, I love you to the moon and back. Boom. He absolutely wins that argument and back, you know. But God doesn't ask us to guess how much he loves us. You know, he shows us pretty clearly. And Easter is a bit like one big story, like God coming up to us and whispering in our ear, I love you to the cross and back. You know, and back. Because the story of Easter says that Jesus didn't stay dead. You know, after he died, he stayed in the tomb for 3 days and then he rose again. And that is why we are gathered to celebrate today. But, you know, some of you might be asking still, like, oh, what's the big deal about Easter? You know, isn't Easter just about overpriced chocolate eggs, bonnet competitions, and for some reason, bunny rabbits? I don't really get that one. But, you know, you might be asking, what has this story got to do with me? Well, I think that Easter is an excellent idea. I know, there's a little bit of groaning there. Yeah, sorry, I had to do it. For 3 reasons. So Easter shows us the power, the stickiness, and the hope of God's love. Now, to help you remember all of those points, I've got some visual aids kind of that I'm going to hold up during each point. So my challenge to you is to see if you can remember what each one of them stands for. Do you think you can do that? A little lukewarm yes. We'll give it a go. Awesome. So reason one, Easter shows us the power of God's love. So to help us to remember that, I have got this battery. This is definitely a real battery. And yes, it is. Got it from Tesco. And this battery is just a picture. But there's actually nothing more powerful than God's love. You know, in the Easter story, it says that Jesus was dead. And then he rose again and he was alive and he still is alive now. You know, it's going to take more than this AA battery to raise someone from the dead, isn't it? You know, if even death can't beat God's love, then what can? You know, tough times can't, sickness can't, you know, failure can't, nothing can. God's love is so, so powerful. And we are all so lucky because we get to have our whole lives defined by that very same love. The Easter story shows us just how powerfully God can move in order to show us how much he loves us. So the battery represents power. Amazing, the power of God's love. So reason number two, Easter shows us the stickiness of God's love. And of course, to demonstrate that, I had to get some tape. This tape said it's the toughest tape in the world, so we'll see if that's true. But this tape is so sticky. If you've ever used something like this and you get it stuck on itself, you know, that's a nightmare to try and unpeel. But God's love is even stickier than this tape. God's love, from the Easter story, we see that, you know, God loves us all, even though we are sinners. You know, and we, you know, try to unstick ourselves from God's love. But as hard as we try, God's love keeps coming back and sticking back onto us. You know, because he is a God who wants to show us how much he loves us. We can't shake off the love of God. And the Easter story shows us that God chases after us. You know, and we get to enjoy that love. Once we've met God, we get to enjoy that love forever and ever. So the tape represents the stickiness of God's love. Okay, final point, number three. Easter shows us the hope in God's love. So the word for hope in the Bible means to trust with confident expectation. And that's talking about us trusting in our future with God. Now, for this next bit, I need a volunteer to help me. Mia, do you want to come up? So I wanted to get something a bit futuristic. You know, James, take notes. This is the future. This is a hoverboard. Maybe not the one that Back to the Future had us imagining, but Mia's going to show us why this is the future. Come on. Look at this. No more walking. Vroom. Look at the speed on that. Come on. Yeah. That is the future. There we go. Awesome. Thank you, Mia. So Easter shows us the hope of God's love. And, you know, because of the Easter story, we don't need to be scared of the future, you know, because we know that death is not the end. This means that when we die, we're not going to be dead. We're going to be able to live with God one day forever and ever. And now sometimes we have what I've heard called Good Friday faith, and we focus a lot of our attention on the cross. And, you know, Good Friday is amazing and it's definitely something to be celebrated. But one thing I want to challenge you is, as we remember Good Friday and the cross, we also need to remember that Jesus rose again. He didn't stay dead, he rose. And, you know, Jesus says in John 11:25 onwards, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do we believe this? How often do we actually live our lives as people who don't need to fear death? You know, the Easter story promises us that there is hope in the future and God's love triumphs over death and that we will live with God forever. So the hoverboard represents the hope of God's love. Okay, amazing, guys. So let's see if we can remember the 3 points. So we've got the battery, which is the tape, which is, and the hoverboard, I'll just pretend I'm on it, which is hope. Amazing. So as we finish today, I want to remind us of our verse for today. This is how God shows his love, that whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And God's love, it's different from any human love. God's love is really the greatest story ever told. So I want to give everyone an opportunity to respond this morning. So there maybe might have been a particular image of God's love that maybe you're struggling to believe for yourself. You know, it might be the power of God's love, or maybe you don't believe that God's love is sticking onto you. Or maybe it's the hope, especially as we experience difficulties and trials in this world. So if you're comfortable, I'd love to invite you to close your eyes, and I just want to pray over us as we end. Lord, thank you that the Easter story shows us your love. Help us to know that your love is powerful and it can move in miraculous ways to show us your goodness. Help us to believe in the stickiness of your love for us, to know that no matter what we've done, you will stick back onto us. Help us to carry the hope of your love every day. Amen.